You're listening to CFRU in Guelph. I'm Colin King, and next we'll be talking to a woman named Stephanie Wiegand. She's a program coordinator at Community Justice Initiatives in Kitchener, and will be telling us about a program there called STRIDE. Stephanie is with us in studio. Welcome to CFRU.
Thank you very much, Colin.
Maybe you could start by telling us about your organization, Community Justice Initiatives.
Community Justice Initiatives was established in 1974. It's based in Kitchener-Waterloo, and the main philosophy of the organization is restorative justice. We basically are one of the leading initiating services who deal with people affected by crime, abuse, and conflict within the region. So, We actually do also have four main core programs. At this point in time, we deal with the STRIDE program, the program I'm initially involved in, formerly known as the PAC program, Providing Alternative Choices, and I'll deal with that a little bit later in the interview
okay.
as well.
Okay.
We also have the REVIVE program, which is a sexual assault treatment program. And our third program is kind of a conjunction of two programs. It is now named RESOLVE, and it was formerly known as Community Mediation Services, or Victor Offender Reconciliation Program as well.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, maybe you could tell us a little bit more about the STRIDE program.
Okay, great. That's specifically where I'm involved within the agency a little bit more. We have three different components to the STRIDE program at this point in time. The first component and probably the most crucial part of the program is the CIRCLES. CIRCLES deal with federally sentenced women, and what we do is we surround these women with a group of 3 to 5 volunteers from the community, and these volunteers help the women as they reintegrate back into the community after serving a sentence within Grand Valley Institution in Kitchener.
Okay, so it is all the women that you service are from Grand Valley then?
Yes, yeah. We're specifically focused on the Kitchener-Waterloo area as
okay.
well. We're at the moment trying to expand to the Hamilton area, but most of the women we're servicing are reintegrating and back into the community within the Kitchener-Waterloo area as well. So it's kind of a goal we have for the future, and hopefully, you know, by next year this time, it'll be definitely on the plate.
Great. Okay. And maybe you could tell us about some of the other services as well.
No problem. Specifically pertaining to the CIRCLES program, I'll just refer back a little bit. We also do provide emotional and practical support for the women coming out of the out of Grand Valley. At the moment, there aren't a lot of community services to help the women reintegrate into the community, just helping out with things like establishing housing and education and various things within the community. So the other program is a STRIDE night, and that is within Grand Valley Institution, and we have a group of established volunteers that go in on a regular basis to Grand Valley, and it's just a social recreation evening, and it's basically a foreground for the CIRCLES program, where a lot of the women meet their volunteers there, and they just establish some community contacts as well.
That's good. So there's continuity then before they're released and then after they're released.
Yeah. We generally speaking match the women up 3 to 4 months prior to their release, so they're able to match those relationships and create some foundations and some support networks that you know, aren't always there within their family networks when they come out upon release.
Right.
And the third component and aspect is our reintegration counseling component. We deal basically with a one-on-one reintegration type of idea where the program coordinator will sit down with the women prior to release and set up kind of an active plan and help them understand a little more some of the realities they'll be facing on their upon their release as well. And as well, some of the trained volunteers do help with some of the reintegration counseling and some of the practical measures of the reintegration counseling where, for example, if a woman wants to take some courses at Conestoga College, one of the area colleges, there's a Focus for Change program there that's quite, you know, exciting for a lot of the women. So the volunteer can help them with the registration and various things like that. So the reintegration counseling branches out into, you know, practical support on that part as well.
Excellent. Okay, what about problems that you might be encountering? Are there any obstacles within the community that you experience?
I think one of the main obstacles that we've been facing over the past little while is that a lot of the community has stereotypes and various misconceptions about the women we're dealing with within the program. A lot of people question, you know, how valid is a program like this to being able to reintegrate women into the community, you know, and it's important for us to get the message across that most of the women within the program are minimum or medium security classifications within Grand Valley, so there still is a threat to the community, but not as much of a serious threat in that sense. A lot of the women we deal with are in for very offenses such as importing, assault, theft, armed robbery, trafficking, various offenses like that, you know. But it is important to be able to reintegrate these women into the community so that they don't perpetuate the cycles that they've, you know, been perpetuating previously.
Sure.
To be able to get them into this type of situation where they end up in a federal institution.
Sure.
Yeah.
It sounds like there's a lot of opportunities for volunteers then.
Yes. At the moment, we're sitting with about 46 active volunteers within the program, but we're hoping to expand that just because we are looking to move into the Hamilton area as well. Right now, we're servicing Kitchener, Cambridge, Waterloo, and Guelph with our volunteer area base.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So is there a need for more volunteers?
There always are a need for more volunteers. The agency as a whole looks for volunteers on an ongoing basis. But definitely, just because the fact of the circles require to have 3 to 5 trained volunteers with every woman that comes out of Grand Valley institutions. So we definitely are always looking for volunteers.
Right. So it's not all on one person's shoulders, the services that the organization's providing.
Right. And we do also have some form of peer support as well within the volunteer base, so the volunteers are able to sit together and kind of support each other through their experiences as well, you know, and get some guidance from some of the volunteers who have been around a bit longer, and also, you know, kind of share their experiences a little bit as well.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. Of course, not breaking confidentiality rules in all that. So.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So it sounds like this the program's quite a success, or. Mm-hmm. Have you, has it been in operation long enough to gauge that yet?
The program has been in the Kitchener-Waterloo area since 1998, actually. So it's been running, it's established, it is now successfully funded and one of the core programs of the agency. So it is going to be a program that will be in function for quite a while.
Great.
But no, we've gone through 26 circles in the past and 5 years, and at the moment 10 of those are still running, so you know it's been quite a successful program up until this point. So.
Good.
Mm-hmm.
Now, well, if people want more information or someone's thinking about volunteering, what should they do?
Well, they can contact me, actually, Colin, and my email address is stephaniew@cjiwr.com. Again, Stephanie, StephaniEW at cjiwr.com. Or they can call me. My telephone number is 744-6549, extension 214.
Great. Okay. Well, thank you very much, Stephanie.
Thank you for having me on today, Colin.
It sounds like a very worthwhile and important program.
Yes.
And continued success.
Yes. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. That was Stephanie Wiegand from Community Justice Initiatives. Their number again, 744-6549. You're listening to CFRU in Guelph.